Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously, on Stories from the Grey Hill Free Company.
A basilisk is here. It's going to turn us into stone. And I did say this, because I said there were three horses and now there's one horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's because it's a basilisk.
Yeah, I've started turning back because I've put one and one. Yes, Chantel has a
you
very
put
good...
dumb and dumb together is what you've done.
Well, Chantel has a...
follow as well.
Yeah, Chantel has a point. It's like if we do nothing, then we just leave a basilisk here to roam free and it's already destroyed a rather, like, a different mercenary, like, group.
But it's already got another snack who we can't save.
What does that mean? What?
The rock formation begins to move.
Kill it.
It unfurls itself and then foot, a second foot, a third foot, a fourth foot, a fifth foot, a sixth foot, and then to bring up the rear, a seventh and eighth foot.
Okay, cool.
Slowly, imagine if I just kept going.
No, I just thought you were going to end at seven.
You thought you were
going to
stop at seven?
Yeah, I was so afraid.
And the call, finally, of a third basilisk.
My friend believes in me, I feel better now.
Saving throw, so you could open your eyes.
You get a bonus. It's not a guarantee, but you get a bonus, yeah.
Don't give me those ideas. I'll use them.
Oh, no.
You would probably know this, because you did roll really well. It's not a guarantee, okay? I'm not guaranteeing it.
You got to give Cass the odds. It's either going to happen or it's not. It's 50-50.
It's all 50-50. I know that much.
Do you want the actual odds?
Sure, give me the actual odds.
All right, so... with a d6, even if you rolled minimum, it's plus 6. So you have like a 1 in 5 or 1 in 6 chance of failing.
That's nothing. And what kind of check is it?
It's a constitution saving throw. Look, I'll let you stew in that one because you just had your turn.
Yep,
it's
firing
Yeola's turn. Yeola's spiritual weapon attacks again. It misses, unfortunately. But then she casts, you know what she's going to cast? She casts Bless. Mm. So the two of you and Chantel, for the next minute, when you make a saving throw, you can roll a d4 and add that, or an attack roll. So you've got another d4 to help you out here. So now I think it is, it becomes now, even if you rolled the worst you could possibly roll, it becomes a 1 in 10 chance, I think, of failure now.
Ah, you're doing great.
We've pretty much won.
It's pretty much a guarantee.
Open your eyes, stare directly in its eyes.
Freak it out. If you look at it with confidence.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be like, oh my God.
Can I get an odds or evens from someone?
Evens.
All right. Fire misses again, unfortunately.
We're bad at this.
Yeah, fire's burning through her spell slots pretty quickly. All right, it's your turn again.
Okay. Well, first off, I'm going to get Chantel to do her second wind.
She recovers 12 hit points.
And of that second wind, she does the rallying cry.
Ah, yes.
Which gains, I think, three of us get some...
see or hear. Mm. No, that's okay.
Yes. Yes.
See or hear. Yep. All right, no worries.
Yeah. To get 4 hit points back.
Okay.
So that's, I guess, myself...
Tree stump,
and I don't know, is anyone else injured? I don't think.
I don't think anyone else has been hit yet.
No. So just us.
Okay.
So that's nice. Chantel doesn't know about any kind of saving throw type thing, does she?
So Chantal has no knowledge of how effective she would be at resisting a basilisk's gaze.
Okay, cool.
Actually, no, she didn't roll. Let me roll for her. She knows she would do all right.
Okay.
Basilisks are no Medusa. Their all petrifying right. ability is not as powerful.
And I guess with the bless, all right, I'm going to get Chantal to open her eyes and try to lay waste to
baby.
The baby.
Chantal opens her eyes.
Lay waste to the baby.
Yeah, she needs to make the saving throw at the beginning of her turn.
Mm-hmm.
So she does that first. Chantal hefts her hammer over her head and then becomes inert. She can make the attack, but you see. Oh, no, you don't see. Chantal makes the attack. It's with disadvantage still because. Oh, well, not still. Mm. There's no mischance, but it's with disadvantage because she is slowly turning to stone.
Mm-hmm.
And she misses. Oh, gosh.
Great news. Thank you, Adam, for helping us out.
Okay. So.
Yep.
You no longer control Chantal.
That's interesting.
Would you like to grab Fire or Yeola?
I guess I'll grab Fire. Why not? Well, okay. I'm going to.
You can get Fire to act still as well because she hasn't acted this in it. I'm basically bumping her up in initiative because she's yours now.
I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Can I? Can I cast instead of that? Can I cast darkness around me?
Yeah, you can.
Would that break Chantal being turned to stone?
I guess it would work actually.
Great. I'm gonna cast magical darkness.
Okay.
Centered around myself and Chantal.
Well, you pick an object.
I guess my clothes.
Okay, your clothes become your clothes begin emanating magical darkness.
Mm-hmm.
It's still your turn. It's still your turn, but you're still acting with fire for now.
And I will get fire to get away from where she was aiming, like back up a bunch.
Fire backs up a bunch.
And I guess open her eyes so like she's more than like what's her range of spells? I guess zoom back maybe like 80 feet, let's say.
Okay.
And open her eyes.
All right. She opens her eyes.
Is she going to turn to stone?
No, she's far enough away.
Cool. Can she cast Scorching Ray on the big daddy boy?
Daddy, sure. She fires three bolts of fire at Big Daddy. The first one hits, the second one hits, the third one is a critical hit. All right, so let's do the first two.
Woo!
That could have been better. And the first two do 13 points of damage. that sucks. I mean, it's funny.
The basilisk
takes another 8 points of damage, and then the fiery energy supercharges its voice box. For the next 11 days, anytime the basilisk talks, it shouts.
What? Cool. Good job, everybody involved.
Hey, at least it didn't age a million years. I mean, like, I
that
guess
would
that would
have been great, actually. Good. That would have been perfect, to be honest.
All right.
The child gets to watch its parents grow old and die before it. Mm. The parents get to watch its child grow old.
Then. Oh, okay. That was Fire's turn?
Yeah, how's that papa turn? Looking? Is he looking all right?
He looks pretty fucked up.
Yeah, it's good to
that
hear.
That fire blast really ruined him.
That's good.
That basilisk is going to. Nah, it attacks Big T. There is no target it can see better.
It's
it hits.
Ah, no.
No.
Big T, you take 5 points of piercing damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10 points of poison damage.
Whew.
Oh, no. I'm sending him to hell.
Fire also spots, because you are controlling, you share information. Yeah. Fire also spots Tavertine flying back from the south with two figures sprinting on the road. Mm. Fire does not recognize them, but one of them is a tabaxi in full plate armor, and the other one is a goblin.
Yeah.
They're all running together towards you. Well, Tavertine, like I said, isn't running, but they're all moving together towards you.
Oh,
and
no.
Then it is the Basil. Oh, sorry. It is the Basilized turn. Papa attacked. Mama's going to attack. But now I guess you're both.
Everyone's got disadvantage.
Yeah, everyone's got disadvantage, I guess. Mama, baby. Can I get odds or evens for Mama?
Let's give some evens.
And can I get odds or evens for a baby?
Yeah, double evens. Why not?
All right. Well, baby misses you now, but Mama hits you.
That's good. That's good.
Hits from Mama.
And, oh, Chantel. Tree Stump and Serene, it's your turn.
I don't like what's happening with Chantel. She's saying anything?
Chantel has said and done nothing. I'm very sorry.
I would like to look at Papa
mm-hmm.
and swing for the head.
Look at Papa, swing for head?
Well, now okay. I know that the odds are so low. 50-50 of me actually getting damaged. And I have no information as to what's happening to Chantel.
You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it, Tree Stump.
Don't do this to me, Adam.
But you're fine. You attack. Oh, this might be a miss, and that is so funny.
No.
Oh my god, you miss.
Can I use a card to reroll?
No, you don't need to use a card, actually, because you have the Bless and Bardic Inspiration, mm-hmm. which you didn't even need to use on your saving throw. So you can roll a d6 or a d4.
I would like to roll a d6, please.
You might want to add that d4 now as
well. I would like to roll the d4, please.
All right, now you hit.
Okay, with all my rage and my magical halberd. Yeah. Oh, it's not magical, but I think it's special. It's magical to me.
It literally is magical. What are you talking about?
Oh, it is magic. Yep. My magical halberd.
You're incredible, can I say. You're literally an angel.
Mm.
And let no one tell you otherwise. You deal 14 points of damage.
Thank you.
Papa down.
Oh,
you embed the halberd, the curved edge of the halberd, you embed it deep into the basilisk's head, jerk it around once, and the basilisk collapses, dead.
Good.
Then Serene also gets to act. What would you like Serene to do? She's still got her eyes shut.
Can she sense who's near her?
No. That would be a perception check, which would be her action.
And is Serene also in this...
Magical darkness.
Bardic inspiration?
Oh, bardic inspiration. No, Serene gave you the bardic inspiration. So she could only give one person bardic inspiration.
Well, she probably shouldn't open her eyes then.
She could give it to herself right now.
As a bonus?
Yeah.
Okay, she's going to give herself bardic inspiration. She's going to...
Open her eyes?
Can she cast dissonant whispers as is?
No, because she needs to be... She's not detected the other two basilisks, so she doesn't know... She doesn't know where to direct the magic. She intellectually knows that they're here somewhere, but she doesn't know, where. She just needs to be aware of, a direction, basically.
Because how far away were we when we started, as in, we wouldn't know, because we chased the baby. Never mind.
You've all had your eyes closed for a while now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
speaking
yeah.
of Tree Stump, you look over and see a globe of darkness.
What?
You see a globe of darkness. When you opened your eyes, you saw that there... All right, so let me explain to you what you see around you. You see Tavertine flying in the air from further along the road where you were heading, where Tavertine went. You see Tavertine is flying towards you. You see two figures running towards you. You know who they are, actually. They're fellow members of the Grey Hill Free Company. Tavertine obviously bumped into them and is like, we need help, and has brought them here. So you recognize a tabaxi, pause for consideration. They are they're a paladin, and you recognize they're a paladin of a gambling god as well, which is very funny.
Fit right in. Really?
And you recognize the goblin 50 chickens.
I feel this company might have a gambling problem, like at its core.
Well, let's not look into it.
Yeah.
I think Serene is going to cast invisibility on herself.
Okay.
Is that going to work if she becomes invisible? She can
what
just start
will it do?
Stop the basilisks from looking at her?
If they can't see her.
If they can't see her, can't look at her.
And the two of them can see each other. It actually does. That will actually stop their abilities.
Yeah.
Letting you know, because it does specify if the two of them can see each other. So presumably there's some like locking eyes component of this, which a basilisk can no longer do. Just letting you know that Serin, any attack or casting a spell ends this.
All right. Well, in that case, bardic inspiration and then dissonant whispers on the first basilisk she opens her eyes to see.
She doesn't see any basilisks. She sees a big globe of darkness. She sees friends running towards her. She sees you.
In that case, we'll run toward the sphere and ready ourselves. Like, she'll ready a dissonant whisper.
Then it is Yeola's turn. Yeola doesn't know that she can open her eyes. She's going to use a perception check to try and detect where they might be.
What does the bone? What does the weapon do, if anything?
Which weapon?
Her spiritual one.
Oh, her spiritual weapon. Well, with a perception check, she knows that the basilisk is dead. So she also knows to direct the spiritual weapon over to you, but it's going to take another turn to get to you.
Yep.
I did forget about that. Thank you.
We have stickers and t-shirts now. They're available at sanspantsradio.com/shop. May I suggest the Get Shot by a Real Astronaut in Hot Pink? It goes with literally every outfit. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
All right, then it is Glupple, you and Fire.
Chantel? I might call out for Chantel's name. Like, Chantel? Anything? I will cast Cure Wounds on myself. And then I might try and back away a bit.
Yeah.
Like just kind of scram. Oh, fuck, I got a broken back. Oh, how can I move?
I mean, your back, yes, is broken, but you can still move. It just fucking hurts. Like if, Zamet, I know this is something you were in a life or death situation, you could move with a broken back.
All right. I'll try and back out a little bit. Just like, so I'm not getting hit by anything.
All right. Would you like to move towards where you know your friends are or away?
I'm going to say away.
The ball of dark. Oh, how far do you move?
Like maybe five. I don't want to get an attack of op. No, they can't see me. Maybe like I'm a very slow man anyway. Like 5 feet is probably my max movement. Yeah.
Crawling, I would allow you to move 15 feet. Actually, you could move your full 30 feet, but that would be... Oh, no, you cast the spell. Yeah, you
can
move...
But I'm an old man, though, right?
Crawling?
But I needed trouble, like with a walker.
All right. Let's say 10 feet.
Then. Yeah. Like, look, I'd happily run away for 30 feet, but I'm like, he can barely move with a walker.
You definitely can't move 30 feet, but you can yeah, put 10. I'll allow 10.
I'd, yeah, shamble 10 feet away as much as I can.
Okay.
Gotta give you wheels.
Mm-hmm.
The globe of darkness begins to pull away from you, Tree Stump.
Yep.
And as it does so, it reveals one of the two basilisks.
Oh, no.
All right. And
as Fire.
Yeah.
Then casting Firebolt.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent. At the one it can see, presumably?
Yes.
Mama. That is, unfortunately, a miss. The bolt of fire splashes on the creature, but does no damage.
Damn.
It's the Basilisk's turn. Serin passes. Tree Stump. All right, you get a d4 because you're still in Bless. Oh, my God. You got exactly what you needed.
Oh, my God. You're keep nearly killing me to death.
That was, you rolled really fucking poorly just then. Fuck, that bless saved you. Holy shit.
I feel like I just stopped myself from drowning. Like the sensation in my physical real world body right now feels like I've taken my first breath of air.
Woof. And then Yeola. All right, Yeola's also fine. So the basilisk mama turns around and it can see the lot of you. It launches at, let's say, no, wait, it sees the dead body.
Oh.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Okay, it sees the dead body, howls in anguish, and then, Big T, it's coming for you.
Why? I didn't do anything. Mm.
Big T, it lands upon you. You take 5 points of piercing damage and 3 points of poison damage for 8 total.
Good. Good.
The basilisk in the darkness, highs or lows again, but this time Zaman answer.
Yeah, lows.
It lashes out wildly, but because it is in darkness, it doesn't know what the fuck it's attacking. So it attacks nothing, basically. Mm. It wastes its turn. Tree Stump and Sarin, it's your turn.
Okay, I would like to go immediately for the one that has just wronged me.
Would you like to reckless attack?
I would love to reckless attack. Nothing brings me more joy than reuniting a family.
Jesus Christ. All right, you deal 16 points of damage to Mama.
Yes.
The first damage she's taken.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, God, no.
And what would you like Sarin to do?
I would like Sarin to also attack Mama, please.
Oh, she casts Dissonant Whispers.
Oh, yeah, she had that loaded.
The creature, the Mama makes her saving throw, but that just means half damage. And then what would you like Sarin to do on your turn?
All right, yep. Yeah. Lower level Dissonant Whispers, please.
No worries. It fails its saving throw this time.
Hey.
Goober. Big squiggly idiot.
So she did 5 and then 13 points of damage. Whoa. Yeah, she's messing it up.
Beautiful.
And that was a lower level spell?
Damn.
Just rolled better. And also didn't have to half it.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then it is Yeola 50 chickens, pause for consideration, and Tavertine's turn.
What a crew we've
What a
got.
Crew to dive bomb this.
Do they look happy to be here?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. They're here to help you. The bond, it's a family.
We're a family. With some skeletons in the closet. We're a family.
The spiritual weapon misses the basilisk, and then Yeola is going to cast Cure Wounds on you, Big T. You recover 17 hit points.
Oh, thank you.
Adventurers who fight together live together, she calls out. 50 chickens, as he's sprinting, pulls from his back a greatsword. He, with like a wink, disappears at one place, reappears at another about 30 feet further along, and that extra 30 feet of movement puts him right next to Mama. He swings with his greatsword. He misses.
That's so funny. And I just, because it's a greatsword, I imagine it just hits the ground.
Ah, jeez.
What?
Pause for consideration. In a similar method, instead of teleporting, just uses feline agility to close that distance and swings with their war pick. That's a hit.
Hey.
They deal 7 points of damage to Mama.
I like this cat.
Tavertine swoops down from above and attacks. Is it 3 times? 3 times. First attack. Hit. Second attack. Hit. Third attack. Hit. Tavertine deals. That brings Mama down.
That's great news.
Hey, we love that.
The combined efforts of your new companions bring down Mama. It's just baby.
Excellent.
With a pained, anguished yowl, Mama hits the ground dead. You, all of you hear baby make like a panicked noise.
Oh, God, what was that?
And Gluppel, it's your turn.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on myself.
Mm-hmm.
What do I hear? I hear, so they've killed the thing.
Well, you don't really know what's happening.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
You just heard the death rattle of Mama, and you heard the panicked call of Baby.
Okay. I guess I don't do anything.
All right, what would you like Fire to do?
I guess wait until she can see the baby basilisk and ready like a firebolt.
The basilisk bursts out the other side of the darkness and starts sprinting away. Unfortunately, because it's on the wrong side... Actually, let me roll for everyone. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs? You sure?
No.
Oh, Adam.
Would you like to change?
Sure.
Adam.
Lows.
You want to change to lows?
Yeah.
All right. Baby explodes out the right side, if you will. Yeah, I don't know if you would have preferred this. Explodes out the side where everyone is.
Yep.
So... everyone's going to get everyone who doesn't become petrified is going to get a chance to attack.
Yeah. Does they instantly get got by fire though?
Oh, it does. Yeah. Well, this roll.
Hope that's enough to take it down. Fingers crossed. Sorry?
Quick. Yep.
So, come on, fire. Do your best.
I'm sorry. Fire tries their best.
Come on, fire.
Come on.
Come on.
You can do it.
You can do it. You're
being really brave. Yeah,
yep. Fire levels a finger at the basilisk, and then an explosion out of their finger fires the wrong way. Classic like fire. A back blast out of a gun.
Classic fire.
Fire is thrown 40 feet backwards.
Oh my god. She's so small.
So little.
Well, that puts her out of the danger zone. And then... Tavertine passes. Pause for consideration. Pause for consideration passes. 50 chickens. 50 chickens passes. And tree stump. Tree stump passes. Sorin. Sorin passes. You've been pretty lucky. Yeola. Dead. Yeola passes. Oh, that was the closest it got. None of you rolled below 15, except Yeola, who rolled 11.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay.
It is... oh, the basilisk sprints past everyone. Everyone gets a free attack on it. I'm just going to... I don't know. We'll go with Tavertine first. Tavertine rips at it with his claw. Misses. Pause for consideration. Swings their war pick. Hits.
Yes.
Baby takes... what's that? Baby takes 5 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
50 chickens swings with their greatsword. That's a hit. 50 chickens does 9 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Fire is 40 just feet away.
40 feet away.
Tree stump, you get a free attack.
Halberd.
Go ham.
You
ham with halberd.
Deal 10 points of damage.
Love it.
I think that was the blow that broke the camel's back. It was. Yep. Big T, you bring baby down.
Oh my god.
If I hear that, I will. Does it make a death rattle?
Yeah, that's like
what happens.
A bunch of people do a quick like go around. Like Sorin calls out, "All safe." Fire calls out, "All safe." 50 chickens calls out, "All safe." Pause for consideration calls out, "All safe."
End darkness.
All right, you see a Chantel-shaped statue.
Oh, no. Someone could help me up. I can try.
Yeola's torn. No, Yeola goes to Chantel in, like, shock and horror. Pause for consideration comes over to you and heals you.
I don't need to be healed. I'm fine. I just need to be held up.
Well, all right, then. Don't worry about it.
Can I hobble over to Chantel?
Yeah, you both hobble over to Chantel.
I thought we had an extra. I tried to stop. I know Lesser Restoration can't do anything.
No, it's a powerful cleric can reverse this, but the statue... well, the statue doesn't have to be intact, but if a vital part is missing... All right, so like an arm or a leg can be lost, but the head cannot, if you get what I mean.
But, okay, we've got a baby corpse here, yeah?
Yeah.
Can I cut off the head and go and, like, gently bite Chantel so her body is in a statue's gullet?
It's the bile and spit that you need. So you're going to have to gut this thing for its bile and spit and then smear it on Chantel.
Do you know that, what we have to do? Do you tell us or anything?
No, it's... I think we can save her. We just need to get all the goo from the inside and smear it on her. She'll be a bit yuck, but she'll be good.
Yeola is immediately gutting the nearest one. I think it'd be baby. Yeola starts gutting baby.
We need the things from its stomach and its mouth. We need all of its spit and its bile.
Well, then, if we can, there's the other two. If anyone is... You got good skinning a creature?
Don't worry about it. I got this one. 50 chickens heads over to Papa. With his great sword, he starts hacking.
I'll go over to Mama and I'll start trying to... I just try and get as much goo out, make a sort of a goo balm, and lather up our girl.
Anywhere bile and spit touches together, you see immediately reverts back to flesh, cloth and steel and whatnot. Without too much trouble, you've got a lot of it here. Mm. Without too much trouble, you restore Chantel to a living state again.
She starts
breathing heavily.
See you again.
I'm sorry you have to smell this.
Is she wounded at all?
No, she was. No, she was actually. She was hurt.
I'll cast a cure wounds on her. Like, I hope you're doing all right. And is there much bile left?
She recovers like 5 hit points. She's bile left over after you've used it.
Yeah,
not from baby because Yeola just went ham. Yeah. Baby is pretty well done. 50 chickens was not gentle to Papa, so like you'll have to collect it off the ground.
If anyone could. Grab some of the bile and I just point to the horse.
Big D kind of botched it. There's not enough for the horse, unfortunately. Yeah.
Can we do a bit on the horse? Can we bring the statue over and rub the statue on the ground where the bile on the ground is?
It's a statue of a horse, life size. It's huge. Heavy.
The one that you botched, is it like everywhere or is it like not at all collectible?
It's like mixed in with blood and other stuff. It's hard to pick apart what's what.
I would say it all on.
You know that it needs to be just bile and just spit. Mixed with blood, it becomes useless.
It sucks. Are we sure we can't? Is there any left for the horse, or is there any?
I don't think there is. Unfortunately,
could we give the horse a head again at least?
That sounds like torturous. To be honest,
it does sound a bit torturous. Could give it his little feet back, just the ankles and the nose or something.
I see what you're saying.
It's probably 50 worse Chicken than
says,
dead.
That sounds pretty awful.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose if I'm being told by a man named 50 Chickens, it's a bad idea. Yeah. It's probably the worst idea I've ever had.
I'm sure you can top it next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.